This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
And then, there are four. Four Republicans will meet for the next GOP debate. And I don't know. I guess we'll have more sparks flying, I would think. But it seems to me, folks, that there is the fifth Republican, right? The fifth GOP member who will not be at the debate. That, of course, will be Donald Trump, or not be Donald Trump, as the case may be. So, folks, what do you think? Should Trump actually have to go to the debate? Do you want him to be at the debate? Or does he simply have the ability to simply say, well, I'm super far ahead in the polls. Going to the debate can only, at least from his perspective, perhaps allow something to eat into that lead. But at the same time, though, I think you could make the opposite argument that maybe going there might actually begin to unite the Republicans even more so if they see him there on the debate stage. So it's really a judgment call at that point. But what do you think? 949-822-7959. Should Trump go to the debate or not? Or should he show up to these things at all? 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. Once again, my name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you here on this Tuesday edition as we race into hour number two of the broadcast. And we have so much to talk about this morning. It's literally chock full. And I don't even know where to start. And, that George Santos thing we talked about last hour is truly bizarre. It's rare that you have somebody who can say all the things that he said. And I'm just surprised that he got elected, to be honest. But, and of course, he was touted as flipping a blue seat or something like that. But it is not ending well, obviously, for George Santos, and Saturday Night Live certainly got in on the action for that. Okay, so let's take a look here in terms of the upcoming debate. This from the AP. Four Republicans will be on stage for the fourth presidential debate. Who's in and who's out? Well, one person that we know is out, and that's going to be North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. He ended his 2024 Republican presidential campaign just a couple of days, really, before this debate. This also from the AP. He ended his long-shot presidential campaign on Monday, blaming his inability to resonate in the race on the Republican National Committee's strict requirements to qualify for the debate stage. Second-term governor and wealthy software entrepreneur dropped his bid just hours before the RNC was to release the list of candidates who have met the polling and donor qualifications for the fourth debate, being held Wednesday in Alabama. And, of course, here on the program, following that debate, we will definitely be talking about some of those key moments and so forth. You know, here's one of the things that I hear about debates, and people tell me, and that is that the debate format, I think to them, is getting a little bit stale. It's getting much more predictable in the grand sense, in the sense that these debates become sort of platforms to sort of lie in wait and wait to spring your soundbite. And that, while sometimes that can be very funny, it can be even entertaining to a great degree, it doesn't really cover it, I think, for a lot of voters, because they lack then the substance of why the candidate says what they say, how did they arrive at that, and what are the implications, really, of what they're talking about. But this is just the way that debates have always been, obviously. And it's become, I mean, you can even go back to debates way, way, way back in the day, you know, with Lincoln and so forth. I mean, they're always looking for something, and Lincoln may be a little bit more, you know, he may be a little bit more highbrow than some of our modern day debates, obviously. But even so, back in the days, back in the olden times, for lack of a better term, people still looked for ways of creating a controversy, or of putting a candidate in a very bad light, or making a political cartoon that was over the top, that tried to make a point. So that kind of thing we've always had with us to one degree or another. But in these modern times, it just seems to have been really exacerbated. So number one, the thing I hear is the format of the debates. And certainly what happened the other night with Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis degenerated very quickly, especially Gavin Newsom saying, okay, I hear your question, and I'm going to answer your question, which he never answered, by the way, but I'm going to tell you this, this, and this, and this first, and then Ron DeSantis would get going, and then Gavin Newsom would just start talking, but he wouldn't stop, and they obviously practiced that. I don't know what they do. It's like, okay, you're in a room, and you got a podium, and somebody asks you a question, like, you know, as a feeder question, okay, and so you're practicing, and then you got somebody over there just talking, or they played, like, loud rock music. I don't know what they do, but it's got to be something that's so, so distracting that as you're talking, that you just sort of learn to tune all that out and just stay on target, you know, like in Star Wars, stay on target. No, if something's happening, no, stay on target. And all you do is stay on target with what you're saying so that you can somehow roll over the other candidate. But Doug Burgum, of course, and he never really got started, although he seems like a decent guy, and he seems like an experienced governor. But who's going to be there at the debate, of course? Well, obviously, we're going to see Ron DeSantis. We're going to see Nikki Haley. We're going to see Vivek Ramaswamy, and we're going to see Chris Christie. So those four being able to, you know, whittle that down, and it's going to be much more interesting, I think, when there's a less amount of candidates. So we'll see how that does change the dynamic. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this, plus much more of the day's news, events, and all the different things that are important to talk about. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're going to come right back. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning as we race through this Tuesday edition of the show. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are racing through the Tuesday edition. We are racing through because, I don't know, time just goes faster somehow. I don't know what it is, but you get a little bit older, you know, it starts happening. And I don't know, I think Einstein understood it probably the best. And I don't pretend to understand it the way that he might have in terms of the relativistic effect of how time actually starts going faster at some point. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program. And by the way, thank you to everybody on Facebook for the wonderful birthday messages. I really, really, really do appreciate it. And I'm just absolutely overwhelmed and grateful for that. Thank you for thinking of me. And thank you for your kind wishes, your kind birthday wishes. All right. So once again, we got four people who are going to be on the debate stage. And to some, I guess it doesn't matter which four it is. But here are the four: Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Chris Christie. And, of course, Ron DeSantis, coming off the heels of that debate with Gavin Newsom, has a little bit, you know, maybe it's revved him up a little bit. Nikki Haley, of course, has been doing well in terms of getting some of these endorsements, getting some of the money, getting some of the attention and exposure. And again, all this is based again on Donald Trump. So Ron DeSantis, you know, I think also has been trying to take a little bit more square aim at Donald Trump. I think, if I recall correctly, I don't have it right in front of me, but I heard it, saw it rather earlier today, something about Donald Trump, don't be such a keyboard warrior and so forth, because obviously Trump is not going to be at the debate, at any of these debates, because he's very far ahead in the polls and feels that he doesn't need to go and do that. Now, I understand where he's coming from,
And a politician that's that far ahead, or a candidate, I should say, that far ahead, might make exactly the same choice. That being said, I'm wondering, though, certainly in these debates, it gives candidates, any candidate, a chance to really hone their message. Now, yes, President Trump, former President Trump, does go out and do, he does rallies or does other special appearances and so forth, and that is him addressing an audience, basically. But I do think there's something to be gained if he talks to the other, talks on the debate stage with other candidates and is able to defend his accomplishments, his record. Yes, he'd come under vicious attack because this, you know, they're all running against Trump to one degree or another. And even that's not really exactly the case either, because what they've been waiting to do, even up to this point, even up to this fourth GOP debate, the four of the four here, because it's the fourth debate with four candidates, they have been waiting for Trump to fizzle to some degree or another. And they want to inherit his supporters. So they've had to be walking a fine line, with the notable exception of Chris Christie, who has gone on direct attack against Donald Trump and has not been able to garner a lot of traction as a result of that. But either way, if Donald Trump was there, he might be able to enunciate some of his different policies and take some of the jabs that would come his way, because it's going to get a lot worse in the general election. So I just say this as a general perspective, or as a general rule. It's better to sharpen your claws in the primaries than it is to have to get overwhelmed in the general. And Donald Trump, of course, does have a record to run on. It's vastly different than the record of the Biden administration, that's for sure. The world was not catching on fire the way the messaging went. Because, by the way, have you noticed where the messaging is going right now? The messaging regarding Donald Trump is going towards, well, Trump equals Hitler. And if you elect Donald Trump, this will be the last election we ever have, and so on and so forth. And this kind of rhetoric doesn't really solve anything. It doesn't really do anything other than just exacerbate an already divided and bad situation. In other words, there's nothing to be gained from rhetoric like that in the grand sense, other than to say, well, you know, Donald Trump is going to be Hitler. We'll all be living in a, and our democracy will be destroyed, and this kind of stuff. And yes, I know it's a federal republic and so forth, but when they're using that term, they're trying to make you think that somehow you're going to have a dictatorship. Well, we just look over at China, and that's where you have like an actual dictatorship going on. But even I've even seen some pieces that say, look, I mean, the far left ought to really tamp a lot of this stuff down about Donald Trump being Hitler and all this other stuff, because it really does kind of backfire on them. Because once you call somebody Hitler, now you're starting to lose the argument, because now you're just sort of resorting to name calling. You're resorting, and it's not even descriptive in that sense. You know, you could say many different things about a candidate or a politician, probably be a lot more descriptive and get the other party, that is the other person you're trying to convince, to maybe think about that a little bit more deeply, rather than what we see coming from the left right now. Well, Trump is Hitler. Because it's just, it's so oversimplified, it's so much, and it actually is really a disservice to those who are actually ruled over or killed by the Nazi Third Reich and Adolf Hitler. In other words, it starts to cheapen it. Everything just becomes Hitler. Well, I don't like the way they raise the prices on the thing over there. Well, they're just Hitler. You know, I mean, it's that kind of ridiculousness that where you start to really lose the argument. And we don't want to lose the argument. You know why? Because we got better ideas in the conservative fold, right? We got better ideas. We got a better perspective. We have a better outlook. We have a better way of uniting people, in my opinion. I think that we really do. Conservatives really, really do. Because conservatives value hard work. Conservatives value the fact that people have a sense of right and wrong, that they have a sense of, look, this is something I can work for. If I am consistent, I'm legitimate, I'm able to live within the society, and I'm able to be productive, and I'm able to use the tools that are there inherently in our free society to better myself and to make things better for my own family and do all these different kinds of things. It's really important to me that we're able to enunciate these things clearly and cogently, because that's how you try to bring people to your side. And when you do have better ideas, and this is one of the reasons why the far left in this country, this is why they create this messaging nightmare for anybody who doesn't fall lockstep into liberalism, basically, or left thinking. And the case in point is bringing up the example again of the Newsom-DeSantis debate with Sean Hannity on Fox News last week. Gavin Newsom constantly rattled off this group, that group, feigned outrage at every single thing that, oh, well, you don't like this group, and you don't like that group, and you're saying this about this group, and how dare you, and, you know, this kind of stuff, in order to, again, check off these boxes that say that we're not really, it's not an e pluribus unum, right? It's not a from any one. And it's from what I can tell with how Gavin Newsom was talking. And he didn't put it in those specific terms. Obviously, I'm putting it in those terms in the sense of trying to demonstrate this notion that we're not a nation of disparate groups that all have to be sort of, placated in some way. That's not what America is all about. America is about creating that ability, that structure where people can prosper. But we have to have some kind of common purpose and common values in order to be able to do that. And typically, I mean, a lot of times things boil down to treat your neighbor right as you treat yourself, right? Right out of the New Testament, right? Treat your neighbor as you treat yourself. But in our country, and these days, the way that different factions and so forth have tried to divide us, it becomes your neighbor is your enemy, right? It's your neighbor's your enemy, and you know, they have something you don't have, so there's got to be some inherent structural bad reason why they have something that you don't have. So we're going to have to fix that, and as opposed to saying, hey, we create so much opportunity, and everybody can prosper, especially in this modern age, access to technology, medicine, all these things. You know, we ought to be going gangbusters. But when you divide people, it creates this thing of just harboring resentment. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is urging Israel to do more to avert civilian casualties as the country ramps up its military campaign in southern Gaza.
We do not want to see a military campaign in the south that looks like the north. We do not want to see the same level of mass displacement.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said the U.S. is monitoring the military operation very closely. Fighting resumed this week in the Gaza Strip following the end of a week-long pause in fighting. Indonesia's Merapi volcano erupted on Sunday, resulting in the deaths of 11 climbers with a dozen more missing. The eruption has blanketed nearby cars, roads, and villages in ash, prompting evacuations. Congress must soon decide whether to approve more funding for Ukraine in its war with Russia.
Without congressional action, the administration will run out of resources by the end of the year to procure more weapons and equipment for Ukraine.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
A deadly fire in New York is blamed on an electric bicycle battery.
The fire started Sunday night in a 10th-floor apartment in the Bronx. One person who was rushed to the hospital with critical injuries died. Two others suffered life-threatening injuries, and four others were slightly hurt. Fire marshals blamed the fire on an e-bike's lithium-ion battery. New York City has seen hundreds of fires linked to the batteries to power electric bikes and scooters. City officials have blamed off-market batteries and chargers for many of the fires. They've lobbied the federal government to strengthen regulations governing the sale of e-bikes and batteries. I'm Rita Foley.
The number injured currently unknown following a large explosion at a home in Arlington, Virginia. The police department said officers were trying to execute search warrant when someone inside the home let out several rounds. Explosion followed. Video on social media shows the home exploding.
I think last
more on these stories at townhall.com.
Discussion about the, you know, why conservatives, I think, just have a better, lack of a better term, a better message, because that word message gets so convoluted. Because there is a message that somebody has, and then there is a message that is developed. Right, a message that's just developed in order to sway somebody's opinion. And something we had in that that clip from the Bill Maher program, where somebody said, "Well, you know," because he laid it out this way, right? You got younger people who, in this the case of their conversation, their the context of their conversation, that they're more with Hamas, right? But the older generation is more with Israel. And one of his guests, was James Carville, but there was another guest there who said, "Well, the kids are a lot of the kids are on TikTok, and they're getting information and they're getting messaging basically from TikTok and other sources as well. But there is a huge divide of how we're actually looking at things, and that's where this battle is being fought." So, again, you know, if you're not able to break through that noise, you may not be able to do much. Now, talking about breaking through the noise, What if you wanted to, what if you had a primary, and that didn't, then you didn't have a primary? For example, in the state of Florida, the Democrats canceled their primary. Listen to this exchange with Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House press briefing room, and listen to the context of the question, because here we go, folks. Remember, the Democrats, the Democrat Party, right, the Democrat Party elite, what is the message we get from them all the time? We have to count every vote. And I think people inherently agree with that statement. Every vote should be counted. But before we get to the clip, there's something that's always sort of tickled me about the Democrat messaging regarding counting every vote. And it pretty much goes something like this. You have an election, whatever the election might be, and the Democrat doesn't win it, okay? Or it looks like they're not winning it. Now it's getting pretty certain they're not winning this. Well, guess what you got to do? You got to count every vote. And we're not going to go anywhere tonight until every vote is counted, because we know, and I'm being a little bit facetious here, but I'm trying to illustrate the point of how I think this mentality runs. If the Democrat doesn't win the election, it means we didn't count out all the votes. So we got to find some votes, and we got to keep counting them, because every vote counts. We count every vote, and until we find the votes, in which case, then the once we get more votes than the Republican, let's say, then the then now we know the outcome of the election, because the outcome of the election is suspect until and unless you find more votes for the Democrat. I think it's just that simple for them. And that's how you know when the election's over. And by the way, you know the election's over, and you also know that you've counted every vote because the Democrat won. If the Democrat does not win, we never counted all the votes. What are you talking about? How can you call this a legit election when you didn't count all the votes? And by the way, we just want every vote to be counted. See, it's that kind of messaging and that kind of context that is set up to make people feel like, well, yeah, I guess I just want to count every vote. I mean, gee whiz. I mean, I wanted my candidate to win. It looks like they won. But, I guess I'm going to count every vote, I suppose. So, again, if you counted all the votes and the Democrat did not win, you did not count all the votes. It's just that simple. Okay, let's listen in to Karine Jean-Pierre and about voting in a Florida primary. Let's listen in.
In 2021, President Biden called Georgia's election law changes new Jim Crow laws that were antithetical to who we are. They imposed voter identification requirements, limited use of drop boxes, and gave state officials more power over local elections. And then in 2022, Georgia did have record turnout, but you had argued from the podium that there was voter suppression. Does the White House still believe that that was true?
I don't have anything else to add from what I stated last time.
So does the Florida party then effectively canceling the Democratic primary also constitute voter suppression?
I can't speak to that.
Why not?
You have to speak to the campaign or the DNC.
Does the White House have any thoughts on I can't, those voters
I,
being?
I can't speak to that.
Is it because of the Hatch Act?
You're talking about 2024 election. You're talking about a primary. I'm just not going to speak to that.
Well, again, by the way, you cannot count all the votes. You cannot count all the votes unless you have an election. I don't. Maybe that's part of it. But it seems to me, folks, that and again, Karine Jean-Pierre, she loves to do two different things. Number one, she loves to read from the binder. Yeah, we all know that. That's A number one. Number two, she likes to say, you don't need to talk to me about that. You need to talk to somebody over at, go talk to the State Department, or go talk to the Pentagon, or go talk to this, in this case, go talk to the campaign, and this kind of thing. So it is kind of telling that, in many ways, the similar thing of having primaries, even for this particular president, at the very least, just let them get the primary. But, of course, a lot of times you have a sitting president, and a lot of times that means that they may be unchallenged. But there's typically somebody who goes out there and runs for president. But in this particular case with Joe Biden, it's a lot worse because of the terrible poll numbers, the terrible perception out there, the problems with the economy, the problems with foreign policy, the problems with immigration and border security, it's problems, 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 problems. I don't know of any accomplishments. Now, some could say, well, you've got this economic indicator and that economic indicator, but are those accomplishments? The other day, if memory serves, I think it was Corinne Jean-Pierre who said something, you know, the president lowered prices or is getting prices lower. Really? the president's getting the prices lowered. And they'd love for you to think that. They would love for you to think that. All right, let's listen in here. We've got Reince Priebus. He was on This Week on ABC, and he had some interesting things to say about the Republican primaries and how Trump is fitting into that, and that it couldn't have been scripted any better if they actually tried to do it, and actually tried to manipulate it. Let's listen in. I think we got that going.
Closing in on the Iowa caucuses, Reince Priebus. Can anyone stop Donald Trump at this point? We saw this big endorsement for Nikki Haley this week from the Koch brothers group, Americans for Prosperity. She seems to be gaining some ground. Does she have time? Is it possible?
Well, she is gaining momentum, but she's still sitting at 30 points down in Iowa, 27 in New Hampshire, 50 points nationally. If Donald Trump's people could map out how this race was going to go, that as someone is getting consolidation, Nikki Haley, then the governor of Iowa then endorse Ron DeSantis, and then Bob Vander Plaats would endorse Ron DeSantis, and then the Koch brothers would now say, we're going to put money behind Nikki Haley. In a primary, to keep in mind, this is a primary in the Republican Party where generally plurality wins every delegate, generally, there are exceptions. Right. You couldn't script it any better. If Donald Trump said, here's how I want this to go, you could not map this out any better given the primary rules in the Republican Party.
Don, it does seem like deja vu all over again.
Well, here we go again. Donald Trump, and this interesting comment from Reince Priebus. Yeah, it does seem like this is all just going Trump's way in the grand sense. But after these primaries are over, there has to be, and this happens in every kind of cycle like this, right? Then you have to go into a period of fence mending. Now, obviously, the alternatives, it's, you know, kind of like with some of these people, we're abandoning Biden, and, you know, they have nowhere to go. They're not going to go vote for Donald Trump, per se. But, you know, you never know. Trump, see, this is how politics can really surprise you sometimes. Somebody can actually flip somebody depending on the circumstances. But in terms of fence mending coming out of these primaries, even for the GOP, it could be a pretty arduous process. And coming out for the Democrats could even be worse, especially if they think Joe Biden may have to step aside at some point. Stay right there, folks. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was putting it out for the foot.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. Racing through the Tuesday edition of the program. Glad to be with you, of course. And we have so much more to tell you about, so much more to talk about. And, of course, as listeners to the program know, if you're new to the program and this segment of the program, hour number two, segment number four, just as we do in hour number one, segment number four, we head to our Trucker Traveler Report. And each morning we have a great song that we picked out, sometimes by request. We're getting some other great requests, by the way. We got another great song picked out this hour. Last hour we had Tom Petty, Change of Heart. And this hour, we got another great song. It kind of goes, it's not really the way back machine, but it does go back a little bit prior to when this particular singer, this vocalist, really started to hit it big with other hits like The Warrior, okay? She sung with Don Henley, for example, on different things, and also on the Building the Perfect, it wasn't Building the Perfect Beast, that's Sheryl Crow, I think. But I think she sang with them on one of his other albums as well. But Patti Smyth, right, and she originally had a band called Scandal, and they had a big hit with this song called Goodbye to You. So, let's check it out. One of the early hits for the great Patti Smyth. And Scandal.
Goodbye to you.
Smythe. Patti Smythe and Scandal. That's a pretty cool record. And it really got Scandal started, if I recall correctly. And, of course, as I said, she went on to have some pretty good hits on her own as well, and with Scandal as well. And so there we go. And, oh, by the way, that's a great song. The other night we had Salt in My Tears, and we heard from Trucker Ron in Denver. And he said, hey, that sounds like a great breakup song. Salt in My Tears is one of the best ones, right? It's not very well known, but this one is kind of in that same kind of vein, isn't it? So... submitted for your approval. Okay, folks, let's take a look at what's happening with our weather out there real quick. Again, we've got a clipper storm coming through. This, according to AccuWeather, storm from Canada will dive southeast into midweek, spreading a swath of snow and rain from the Dakotas to Virginia that is likely to lead to travel disruptions. A major warm-up will build from the plains to the east in the wake of the storm. So right now on the weather map, we're taking a look at a lot of different precipitation. Our good friends up there in Seattle and Portland and along the coast of Oregon. You got Richard the Marine in that area. Of course, Semper Fi. Richard, hope all is well this morning. But if you're in the Seattle area, pretty much almost the entire state of Washington is covered in either heavy rain or snow mixed with rain. You're going to find some of that, of course, over near Spokane as you head up I-90 into northern Idaho as you come down on your way to Montana. So if you're coming across 4th of July Pass, for example, you may have all kinds of problems. So be prepared. Moses Lake through Richville up through Spokane, lots of heavy rain along I-90, and certainly that's going to also be the state of affairs coming out of Seattle as you head towards Roslyn and Ellensburg right now. Then moving south, all down Interstate 5 through Portland, is going to go down south through Salem, Oregon, over towards Newport right now. But there is this large band of rain that is off the coast of Oregon and California, basically. It's pretty far out in the ocean, but it looks like it's all kind of moving this way. So do be careful. Do be aware of that. So this is that atmospheric river event that we heard so much about. Now, also, Chicago, Illinois, you got, looks like rain mixed with snow in that area. South of Chicago, you've got same situation. It's going to turn mostly into rain as you go down to southern Illinois near Bellevue. So be aware of that. Southern Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, looks like they've got snow going on right now, and part of that's going to go across the border just a little bit, a skunch, into Iowa. So be aware of that. Be careful there. And then, of course, I believe we had a dense fog advisory. This was going to be in southern Missouri, Poplar Bluff, heading over towards Indiana, Louisville, Kentucky. You've got all that happening right there, so you want to be very careful in that area. Dense fog advisory going on there, and it looks like it might kind of stretch over towards Lexington. Let's check this here real quick. Let's see. Looks like they're going to have light winds, damp ground, again, fog forming. Yes, so it looks like they have that same kind of warning going on in that area. So do be careful and get there in one piece, and we'll be checking the weather, of course, as we go through. And again, hours number 1 and 2, this segment of the program, we dedicate to our Trucker Traveler Report, and we got great songs for you. And if you'd like to request a song, simply head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, send me a direct message, and we will go from there. Well, right now, it's time to welcome our good friend, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise, and happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday, and happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We're getting some nice birthday wishes on Facebook. I really, really appreciate it. Very, very much so. Well, thank you, Denise. That's very, really makes my day. Thanks.
Yay.
All right. Well, also, so what's on your mind this morning? There's a lot to choose from.
I don't know. Therein lies the problem. It's kind of like you don't know what to concentrate on.
Right. Exactly. Exactly, because, you know, last I checked, the adults were in the room, but yet the world is catching on fire, and it's hard to know. We need more fire extinguishers, it looks like.
Well, I mean, you can have an adult chronologically, but mentally, not so much.
Right, exactly. Well, Jake Sullivan was asked about the consequences for the attacks from the Houthis, Iran-enabled attacks.
And he said, well, we got to go talk to some people. We got to, I guess, have some discussions and run some things at flagpoles, I think.
Yeah, right. You know, and they want to look at this. They can't confirm that. They're still examining this. And you know, I would say we have got remarkable technology. We have remarkable abilities to monitor and see and evaluate, you know, events, people, conditions. And they know precisely what is happening. They know precisely what is going on. Not only do we have these things domestically, but we have them in space. We have them on board aircraft carriers. We have them geospatial. We have them in drones. We have them, you know. And for them to just continue, this word gaslights is making me angry, too. These are just lies. These are just, you know, places where they just wave us off. Like,
yeah,
we mean nothing, you know.
Right, and there doesn't seem to be any, there doesn't have to necessarily be military consequences necessarily, but can't we do all, I mean, can we bring, you know, the hammer down on Iran even further, not just the $10 billion or whatever, but are there other steps that could be taken?
Yeah, of course. And therein lies, I asked a friend of mine yesterday who is retired CIA. He's been retired a very long time, at least back when the agency meant something, or sort of something.
Right.
And I sent him a text yesterday, and I said, are we supposed to be withdrawing troops from Iraq and Syria so we can quit being attacked?
Interesting question. I tell you what, just hold real quick because we're going to hit the break. More with Denise Simon when we come back from the top of the hour news, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.